Have you ever felt rejected? Ever felt maybe in a group and you felt maybe like there's a little standoffishness going on? But do you know it is a blessing tonight to know that the Lord has His arms open wide to each and every one of us to accept us, because all of us were created by God. He was the one that created us, and I know that we are imperfect people. I know that, and I'm speaking, I know spiritually the Lord came to make us perfect with perfect desire and a perfect heart to follow Him. But we're still human, and we have struggles, and we have temptations. And it is a reality tonight that all of us have failed along the line. Somewhere all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But tonight, to know and to recognize that the Lord accepts us. And the song said, in one of the verses, it just talked about bringing everything. All I have, I now am bringing. All of my successes and my strengths, but Lord, also my failures and my brokenness. We can just bring everything that we are to the Lord and place it at His feet. And I'm reminded of another song that talks, it says something beautiful, something, help me out. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion He understood. And then it goes on to say, all I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life. Do you know tonight that that is the will of God in each and every one of our lives, to make something good and something beautiful? And too often, unfortunately, sometimes people look outwardly at others, but we can look at ourselves sometimes and it just seems like, Lord, is it possible? But do you know that through the power of God tonight, it is possible to make something beautiful out of each and every life that is here tonight? We were all made uniquely. We all have different personalities. We all have our quirks. We all have our idiosyncrasies. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. But the Lord made you who you were, and He had a unique design and purpose for your life. And no one else can fill the purpose that God made you to fill tonight. Which means that we really are all a very special people in the eyes of God. And we've been accepted. If you would turn with me, and I desire an interest in your prayers, we look in the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 18, beginning with verse 1, it said, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. I will say tonight, this scripture is from the Lord. And there is nothing that ministers to our hearts more than the word of the Lord. It goes beyond just someone's eloquence. It goes beyond someone's speech. It goes beyond some ideas that men have. Thus saith the word of the Lord. And so He came to Jeremiah and He said, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And I went down to the potter's house and beheld the wrought. He wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that He made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. You know what it says next? It says, so He made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. I thank God that as He looked on each of us and formed a unique and a special vessel, that when we marred in His hands, that He did not throw us away. He did not cast us off and said, you know what, I gave you a chance. I gave you an opportunity and you fell, and throw it aside and go get another lump of clay to make something out. But you know, tonight as we look around in the congregation here, I know, and I might have shared before, but my children one a few years ago, they made an observation, and it was a faulty observation. They mentioned, it seems like that just people don't understand the real world. Because, I mean, look around. And I began to tell them, do you know that there are people here that were drunkards, that were on drugs, that were adulterers, that were fornicators, that were homosexuals, that were liars? And you say, but wait a minute. No. As Paul said, such were some of you. But you have been redeemed. Isn't redemption wonderful tonight? Do you know that we look around, you young people, just dispel this idea if it ever comes to you, and you think that God's people just really don't get it because they don't really have experience out there? God saved us from the experience out there. And there are people, and that's why, saints, it's so important that we still hear your testimonies. It was a blessing to me last Sunday morning to hear different ones starting to testify in Sunday school about how they were smokers. And I thought, thank God, because God delivered them. And that deliverance took a little different form and it took a little different way in each of their lives. But the end result was a deliverance from the power of nicotine. There are so much experience in this room tonight, but we are brought together, many of us, because of a common cause, because the Lord did not cast us aside, but He reached down and He made another vessel when we marred in His hands. Tonight, the Lord, it is His design for all of us to be saved. If you're not saved tonight, that is the chief will of God in your life, is that you be forgiven of your sins. And we do not have to fight God for forgiveness. It is something He is willing and ready to do if we will come and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and repent, which means turn away from. And we turn away from our sins, there is forgiveness. It does not matter what you have done. It does not matter where you have been. It does not matter who you have hurt. It does not matter the trail of destruction that might be behind you. There is still forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And it is also His will tonight that we all be filled with His Spirit. He created a vessel that He wanted cleaned up, and then He wanted to fill it with His Spirit. It is His will and His purpose tonight that we be effectual instruments of the grace of God working in each one of us. If you are married tonight, it is God's will that you be a vessel in your marriage of grace. It is your will, God's will, young people, that you be an instrument used in God's work. To live for Him and do for Him and go for Him. He has a purpose for each one of us tonight, but unfortunately, it is a reality that all of us at some time or another have marred in the hands of the potter. And if you disagree with me, then I need to sit down and you need to be up here instead of me. But in God's working in our life, I have found the Lord has been so merciful. He has been so long-suffering. He has been so kind and so understanding, but His understanding did not leave me in my failure. His love reached down when we marred in His hands, and He loved us so much that He elevated us and lifted us up. And He cleansed and He purged that we might still be a vessel of honor to the Lord. Go down to the potter's house and learn a lesson, Jeremiah. I want you to watch and see what happens. David said it so well over in Psalms 86 in verse 15. He said, "But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and in truth." That's a lesson that we can learn from the potter tonight. That He is full of compassion. He's gracious. And tonight, if you have marred in His hands, maybe you have sin in your life tonight because you've disobeyed. Maybe there's been some rebellion against God and against His way. Do you know a rebellion against God's way is ultimately rebellion against God Himself? We can try to change the wording and we can try to make it sound prettier and doctor it up. But ultimately, when we refuse to submit to God's way, that is rebellion against God Himself. Maybe it's because of some bad decisions that have been made. Failures. Maybe it's personal issues that no one knows about in your life. Because you know when clay mars in the hands of the potter, sometimes it might be a result that things got a little bit too dry. Folks, it's a warning when you start seeing that your life's just a little bit dry. Doesn't have the fire of God burning inside. When you get a little bit dry, many times there can be a void of humility. And because we're not pliable, when there gets a little pride in there and there's not the humility that there ought to be, that's when we begin to mar in the hands of God and there begins to get a blemish because it's not moist and pliable in the hands of God. Sometimes in people's marriages, there's a lack of working together. There's a lack of humility. There's a lack of looking out for the welfare of the other above. That's really selfishness. Seeking to understand and seeking to work. And do you know that there are so many marriages tonight that have marred in the hands of the potter? Because of self-will and a lack of submission to God and His will. Do you know it is God's will tonight to restore and to renew that which has marred in His hands? Because He is gracious. And the Lord is not desiring to cast anyone aside. Many times that there are people that mar because of a stubborn resistance against God. Many times young people can go through a time in life as they're seeking to find their own identity. They think that finding their own identity is an identity outside of God. But the reality is tonight that our true identity to be who we were created to be, that identity can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to either choose the identity of the Lord or choose the identity of the world. And it takes more character and more decision to humble ourselves and place ourselves in the hands of God than it does just to go along with the crowd and go along with the tide of the world. If you young people tonight want to be fulfilled in life, it's going to come by fully placing and surrendering yourself in the hands of God. And where you find there's resistance there, you're not the only one that's felt that resistance. Is there any of you adults besides me that felt that too? We were there too. And when we felt that resistance, it was a place the Lord came in His love and His compassion. And He dealt with us. But then we were faced with a decision. What am I going to do with the dealings of God? The Lord is not going to cast anyone off tonight. It is not too late for anyone here that does not know the Lord. It is not too late for you to be saved. It's not too late. The Lord God illustrated His love for mankind so well when He gave us the illustration in the prophets of Israel being like a wife to God. And He gave the illustration of the wife who had one time been faithful. She became a harlot. But when she repented, we find that God took her back. You want to talk about love. You want to talk about a deep forgiveness to have a wife that has left sowing her wild oats in harlotry and idolatry and then turning and saying, "Would you take me back?" And the Lord opened up His arms and He took her back. Do you know tonight the Lord is not interested in throwing any of us away and saying it's hopeless. But if we place ourselves in God's hands tonight, He can mold and shape. And He's not going to always mold us in the same vessel. It said He would make a new vessel. He would make something that was worthy of honor. Something that was useful. something that could bring glory to His name. So I am thankful that God's mercy and His grace, it extends further than what ours can. But it ought to be a challenge to us as a people tonight to know that we too should have that same desire and that same purpose for the lost. It's easier to speak and talk about the hope of restoration to people on the street. But when it's those that we have worshiped with, when it's members of our own family, and it seems like they've caused so much pain and so much hurt and so much destruction, and it would almost be easier to place up walls to isolate ourselves from that pain. Do you know the Lord has not cast them, and He is out seeking for the lost soul tonight. And as a people, may we learn and know that those right among us, there have been those that have worshiped with us, that have fallen to sin. The Lord is not willing to write them off tonight. The Lord is not willing to write them off as a bad debt and said it's gone. But He is out still looking for them. And we ought to have our arms open as well. A heart of receptiveness and a heart of hope, knowing that God can bring restoration to those that have fallen. I know sometimes that there have been those that restoration is a big subject, and it's not the ultimate burden tonight of how we handle restoration. I believe tonight there ought to be more teaching on that among us as a people. I believe there are some places that we could do better in restoring and having a spirit of restoration among us as a people. But I am thankful that God has given the ultimate example of restoration. And this is the reason why we are instructed in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. He said, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault." Someone that has marred in the hands of the Lord. And we could look on them, and if we're self-righteous, we look at them and say, "Well, they knew better than that. Why did they do that?" And we're ready to start cutting off. But the Lord said, those which are spiritual, go for the purpose of restoring them, renewing them, offer hope to them, show them the way that they can go to find life and deliverance from what had overtaken them. And He said, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted, because remember, the Lord's hands are still working in our life too. So that's why, Lord, help us to forgive one another and love one another. And when those that have fallen and hurt us individually or as a body of saints, that we are so ready to open up our arms, not to accept the wrong, not to accept the sin, but to accept that the Lord offers hope and restoration to those that have fallen. Because it is so that the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Not willing that any should what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Tonight, whether you're young or old, if you are outside of that ark of safety tonight, If you have spiritual blemishes, if you have marred in the hands of the potter, the Lord wants to make something new in your life tonight. You don't have to wait a long time. You don't have to wait. There is no better condition than tonight to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I have marred in your hands, and I don't know what you can do with this mess, but Lord, I bring you my mess. And I lay it on the altar." Folks, the Lord is in the business of cleaning up messes, thank God. He is in the business of restoring marriages. He is in the business of restoring the grace of God that can work in your life, that you can live a victorious Christian life. That's God, that's why Jesus came. And that's the simple good news of the gospel tonight, that Jesus did not come to cast us away, but He came to renew and to restore and to make alive, thank God. God has not given up on you tonight. He hasn't given up. If you're not saved tonight, the Lord hasn't given up on you. It may seem like others have maybe turned their nose up at you. Others are there with their arms open to you. Lord hasn't given up. Maybe you're saved tonight, and it seems like there are some blemishes in your life that have been there a long time. Lord hasn't given up. Sometimes when others have given up, we can give up on ourselves. And when you give up on yourselves, it brings such a darkness and a hopelessness. Because when you've given up on yourself, when you've given up hope, where are you going to go? Where are you going to turn? I heard someone testify recently. They'd had some tragedy in their family, and they went down a very dark path. I believe there were marriage problems. They didn't want to be around the people that they fellowshipped. They made the comment, I don't think they wanted to be around me either. I believe they turned to alcohol, became turning to alcohol to drown the pain that they felt. And they were giving up hope. One day he said he was sitting on the side of his bed, and his wife was there, and he said the Lord came down. And just in a moment, he said, he restored me. All it takes is a moment. All it takes is placing ourselves and saying, Lord, I've given up on me, but you haven't. So, Lord, I'm going to bring my problems. I'm going to bring my sin. I'm going to bring my pain. I'm going to bring my hurts. I'm going to bring my problems. And the Lord is not... The changes we make in our life will not always change everyone around us. But you know, tonight when we begin to seek God for our problems, it will have an effect on those around us. And when we come to the Lord and say, Lord, if you could just fix this person and fix that situation. But when we rather will come to the Lord and say, Lord, I've been marred. There's blemishes, something's not right with my vessel, and I bring it to you. Folks, the Lord wants to renew and restore that. And He can renew relationships. Do you believe that tonight? The Lord can renew relationships. The Lord can take marriages that have problems in them, and the Lord can restore the joy of your youth. The Lord can do that. The Lord can come into the areas that you have maybe considered that I've been this way for so long, and I've made so many trips to the altar, and I prayed so much, and nothing is changing. Folks, the Lord is not giving up hope tonight. There is a grace that will supersede the problems in our life this evening, and He'll make something new. He'll do something good for us. In that time of darkness, over in Jeremiah 30, in verse 17, Jeremiah 30, verse 17, God said, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. They looked on and said, you all have failed. We don't see God working on your life. You're like an outcast. But the Lord promised Israel, I will restore health unto thee. Tonight, is there anybody that needs their spiritual health restored? The Lord doesn't want to leave us sick tonight. Saints can get sick. People can be sick in sin, but saints can get sick. And through the issues of life can start getting some blemishes and marring in the hands of God where He wanted to work. But you know what He did with the sinner? Think about what He did with the prodigal son. Weren't the father's arms wide open? And He didn't tell him, just go back where you came from, or here, but would you go take a bath and change your clothes before you... No. The father was there with his arms wide open, ready to forgive and renew, and he was joyous to do it. The Lord is happy to redeem tonight and to make new. You have not gone too far in sin to be restored tonight. The Lord will restore. But I would warn the young people tonight especially, there is going to be a price for sin in your life. There's going to be a price, and it is better now when maybe if there's things in your life that aren't right, there is no better time to come to the Lord to be renewed and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done, and I want you to make me new. The scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Folks, we can't do that in our own strength tonight. But there is one that can reach down and was wanting to make something good of us, and then we rebelled. And then we failed. And the Lord's saying, I can make something good out of this mess if you'll place yourself in my hands. Psalm 78. Thankful the Lord has done this so often with the sinner. He's there to renew and make a new vessel. It doesn't matter how badly you have disappointed your family. It doesn't matter how badly you feel like you've disappointed God's people. To song leaders, Sunday school teachers, ministers, fathers, mothers, people that have been in a place of trust, that have marred in the hands of God, the Lord will make a new vessel. And we welcome that tonight. And He will do something new. It's not just getting up doing the same old thing. The Lord will make a new vessel that is useful and honorable and worthy of giving God glory for what He has done. To the child of God tonight, in Psalms, verse chapter 78, in verse 40 and 41, he said, how oft, and he was speaking about the children of Israel, he said, how oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. Do you know that there we can mar in the hands of God when we grieve the Holy Spirit? And you know, because we grieve the Holy Spirit does not mean that we have necessarily at that moment lost our salvation. But there are areas that God is working with us in our life. And when we begin to resist, we begin to grieve the Holy Spirit. And we begin to limit God from working in our life. And I wonder tonight how many are limiting God from working in their life and have marred in His hands. And we've gotten so used to the mar. We've gotten so used to the imperfection that it's just normal. But do you know how much more God could do with us in our life if we would bring that mar or that blemish to the Lord and say, Lord, I heard tonight that I don't have to accept this. And I need you to work, Lord, whatever you want to do. And you know that we still serve, as Brother Philip spoke of, we still serve a God that is working miracles. God has not given up hope on you, in you. Attitudes that we carry that are unlike Christ, we have marred in His hands. Unforgiveness, self-righteousness, worldly-mindedness, all of those things, folks, are blemishes in the vessel. And the Lord wants to renew and restore. I don't know, I know there's some auto body folks here, but I think they call it, is it paintless dent repair? You can take and get dents in and take it in. They don't even have to repaint it. They can take and pop that dent out and polish that up, and you could look at it and never know that it had one time been blemished. Do you know that that is also the business of Jesus Christ for His people tonight? That we can come, and not that we walked away from the Lord, but has your personality ever gotten your way in your walk with God? God gave us personality. But there are times that that can mar and hinder God's working. And that's when we need to come with humility without being too proud to say, Lord, I have a need in my life. In coming and saying, Lord, would you repair this for me? I'm really tired of day after day and month after month and year after year of this repetition of this thing in my life that is causing me so much grief. The Lord can do a good repair job tonight. I know of no better place to go, and He can restore and renew. Over in Isaiah, as we conclude this evening in just a few minutes, He said in Isaiah chapter 43, in the 18th verse, He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will make even a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Thank God that He will do a new thing tonight. Sometimes we sing the song, or at least it used to be sung a lot, not as much anymore. Give me that old time religion. But you know, that old time religion is really about God doing a new thing in our life. God's grace is new for us today. We're not going off of a grace of yesterday or 10 years ago. There is a new grace that emanates from Calvary. Remember the song, Thanks to Calvary? Heard it just the other day. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, I've changed. The Lord brought a change in our life because of Calvary, folks. And He will do something new. And if He can break the cycle of backsliding, He can break the cycle of sin, He can break the cycle of that in your life that has been hindering His grace from working in you individually, in your homes, in your marriages, and in the congregation. The Lord can open those arteries up to allow His grace to go through, but it takes an humbling of ourselves. It takes an acknowledgement that, Lord, I'm willing to do business with You. And I'm willing to come and place myself in Your hands. And the Lord has promised that He would do a new thing. In closing, in that same chapter of Jeremiah 18, where we read, as Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, in verse 6, he said, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Jesus came to restore. He came to make new. And we don't have to leave the same tonight. An invitation I would like to give to you in the Spirit of the Lord is when He speaks to us to take advantage of His voice. And it takes humility, because what caused the mar to start with? To the sinner tonight, you're not going to have to come and fight God up here. That He's here ready and willing to do something new and wonderful in your life if you will just come and open up your heart to God. And to the saint, to the child of God tonight, I know that we come to places in life that we recognize that I've marred. And then we have a decision. What am I going to do about it? The best thing that we can do is bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm just going to humble myself before You. I come knowing that I will be accepted by the Lord, and He will work in my life and do something new. Amen.